What's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, I'm going to take you guys to three different locations. It looks like three different people may have seen the same exceptional unknown flying machine in the nighttime sky. Wait till you see this footage. Coming over here to the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Mike Storms out of Knoxville, Iowa. What a highly photogenic, looks like three, maybe four level shelf cloud rolled through Iowa just the other day. That was, once again, one highly photogenic storm. Looking at the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center, you can see earlier today we had a long duration M-class solar flare that may have had an Earth-directed component. Looking at the planetary K-index, right now we're in the middle of a minor geomagnetic storm from the Earth-facing coronal hole the other day. The high-speed stream of solar wind has finally reached the Earth. Want to take you guys now to three different locations. These videos here you're about to see are possibly some of the best I've ever analyzed. This first one here is quite remarkable. That was captured on this dash cam right here by Michael M. I'm waiting to hear back on the exact location, but he was on a four-lane freeway. He was traveling eastbound. The other two lanes on the other side of this wall here are westbound lanes. When out of nowhere, watch up here in the upper left-hand part of the screen, you're going to see a craft right there enter the field of view. Are you serious right now? There it is again. We're going to zoom in, slow it down, take a much closer, detailed look at this thing, because we could actually see details on this craft. Unbelievable. You're going to see a light blinking on it. Then you're going to see two dull lights in the center of the craft. Once I adjust the lighting and clarity and zoom in, you're going to be able to see a lot of features on the bottom of this thing. More than I think I've ever seen on an unidentified object in the nighttime sky. Right there, I paused it. Right there it is. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time with his dash cam recording. Unbelievable. So now we're going to zoom in and take a closer look with several modifications. Here we go. Wait till you see this, guys. This was probably somewhere in the neighborhood of, 75 feet wide? Maybe 100? You can see details on the bottom of this thing. You can see the lights on the bottom of this thing. I don't think it was making any sound. Here we go again. We're going to go in even a little bit closer. I slow it down a little bit more. And here in just a second, you're going to be able to see a large circle in the middle of this craft. Here we go again. Now I slow it down, zoom in even closer. Check it out. There it is. Look at the detail on that thing. Look at the crisp edges. Definitely an aerodynamic craft. Wasn't an airplane. Definitely wasn't a helicopter. Let me pause it right there. There you go. See the circle in the middle? I think this circle you're going to see right there, I think that's its energy source, that circle right in the middle. Again, very crisp edges, got detail around the circle in the middle of the craft. There's lights. There was one blinking right there, as you can see. And the other ones were kind of dull, like a dull orange. There was a good look at it right there. And it appeared to be flying about 300, maybe 400 feet above the freeway, right in the middle of the freeway. I mean, what was it doing up there? Looks like it may have been coming in for a landing somewhere. I don't know where it landed. Again, I'm waiting to hear back from Michael on the exact location. What an incredible video. This next video is out of Sarasota, Florida. Mike on 8/14 of 2025. He looked up and saw what appeared to be a triangle craft in the nighttime sky. I zoomed in the best I could without becoming too overly pixelated. This appeared to have some sort of an energy field around it, maybe. The lights weren't blinking. They were large round lights that appeared to be on three points of a craft. That's not an airplane. If those were airplane lights, they'd be blinking and they would be much smaller. These weren't blinking. And again, you can kind of see what looks like interference, some sort of a energy field possibly around that thing. I don't know. He knew it was more than just an airplane. That's what compelled him to take the video. And this was about as close as I could get without becoming too overly pixelated. The video continues on for about another 30 seconds, but the farther away it got, the more difficult it was to keep it in focus, so I stopped it right there. But that was an amazing video of something in the nighttime sky that appeared to be a triangle, much like this one here out of Austin, Texas. Video sent in by Laura Ann. Check it out. Something just kind of sitting over there in the sky. That's obviously why she took the video. Wasn't making any noise, wasn't moving, and appeared to be dark. If that were a blimp, it would be easy to see. It would be more than likely a lot bigger than this here, and it wouldn't be so dark. This has one blinking light on the back of it, kind of dull. The center of it, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It looks like it could be one of those triangle crafts. It's difficult to say. It was in a very dark part of Austin over there. And at times, a little difficult to see. I'm going to zoom in even closer. There you go, right there. Look at that thing, huh? It's kind of sitting in the nighttime sky all by itself over there. Not moving an inch. Didn't move the entire time she was filming that video. Here I zoom in, make some slight modifications. I was just trying to pull forward any possible features. And this one here is a little difficult to see, but I was, again, looking for the outer edge of that thing, looking for a more definitive shape. But the closer I got, the more difficult it was to see. Sometimes it's like that. I don't know if there was maybe an energy field around this one too, or maybe it just became overly pixelated. This was 1080p, so it was good quality. But again, sometimes in the nighttime sky especially, it's a little challenging to eliminate all of the pixelation, but that's a pretty good view of it right there. You can tell it's just hovering, appears to be some sort of an anti-gravity machine just sitting over there. But where did it come from? What was it doing? And where did it go? This was above Austin, Texas, just a few weeks ago. And I compiled all three of these videos together because, to me, they look very similar in nature. It looks like, to me, possibly three different people saw the same type of craft in the nighttime skies here recently above planet Earth. If you guys have any photos or videos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports@MrMBB333.com. If you have any large videos you'd like to share that won't attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. Look for this red tab right here that says, have a large video. It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your videos into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.